It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday, the 19th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Roku, R-O-K-U, makes a little box. In goes the internet. Out comes loads of TV channels when you connect it to a screen. Something like this could terrify a cable company like Time Warner. But look who's getting together with Roku, all cozy-like. Regular contributor Molly Wood, executive editor at CNET, sees this as the future of television.
You do still have to have Time Warner cable service, and that is an important distinction. It just makes it slightly easier. To have it all in one place is really useful, really handy for Time Warner cable subscribers who also supplement their viewing with things like Netflix streaming or Amazon Video on Demand. But I do think it sort of starts to creep us toward this sort of wonderful future where maybe I could just subscribe to only the channels I want.
That's the thing. With a Roku box, it wouldn't just be the Time Warner app. It would be renting movies from Amazon. It would be Netflix. It would be the Hulu app. And so you can see where Time Warner loses control, in a sense.
They're very clever. They lose control, but they also, you know, by releasing this app, they're sort of trying to provide, you know, a kind of a bridge solution. You keep your cable because we know you still want to maybe watch sports, or we know that you do occasionally like to channel surf. It's a pretty innovative way, I think, to approach the growing problem for cable companies of cord cutters.
Something else, Molly Wood, while you're here, cloud computing, storing your stuff on remote corporate computers. Now, Google's is called Google Drive. And for some users, on Monday, what they got was an error page when they went to get their stuff. That's not what you want to have happen when your important documents and photos are on the cloud.
You definitely don't want this happening. And it's a pretty big deal for Google Drive to go down because a lot of corporations, including ours, CBS Interactive is on the Google platform. We use Gmail for our mail, and we use Drive to store and share all of our documents. So if this service goes down, a building of 2,200 people doesn't have that much to do. It is a big deal because Google is trying to make those inroads into the corporate environment, and they need to be able to convince people that they're as trustworthy as a plain old hard drive or as Microsoft.
It doesn't just call into question Google's implementation of the cloud. You start questioning the notion of your stuff living somewhere else.
You definitely do. And I think most importantly, if you're a business, you start to question whether you even want to invest in this whole cloud thing anyway. You know, and that said, I mean, the web goes down. Even hard drives go down and hard copies get lost and saved copies on your desktop get lost.
Dogs eat your term paper.
Exactly. Dogs do still eat your term paper. But the idea that Google might be eating your term paper is, you know, a little upsetting. I mean, Google is supposed to be a little more reliable than your dog.
Molly Wood is also host of the CNET video show Always On. Molly, thank you.
My pleasure.
On Friday, we covered an interesting contest by Netflix to reward ideas to improve cloud computing. My accuracy also needs improvement. I got the first name wrong of the director of architecture of cloud systems for Netflix. It's Adrian Cockcroft. I'm sorry about that, Mr. Cockcroft.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Reputation.com, helping professionals and businesses look their best when people search for them online. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION.
And last week, I was chatting at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin with World Wide Web pioneer Tim Berners-Lee. No known connection, but now Berners-Lee is among the recipients of the Queen Elizabeth Prize for Engineering. Other winners include Mark Andreessen for coming up with Mosaic, the early browser, and Louis Pouzin, Robert Kahn, and Vint Cerf for their work on IP, their protocol that keeps the internet from being ruled by the three amigos, chaos, pandemonium, and bedlam. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.